so that it'll be His prayer coming out of all of us in harmony. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
In the book of Acts.
In the book of Acts.
And in Joel.
And in Joel.
It was agreed.
It was agreed.
That when the people of God would humble themselves.
That when the people of God would humble themselves.
And cry out.
And cry out.
With one voice.
With one voice.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Would show up.
Would show up.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm believing that the blood of Jesus,
that the blood of Jesus
has washed me clean.
Has washed me clean.
From the top of my head.
From the top of my head.
To the very bottoms of my toes.
To the very bottoms of my toes.
I humble myself. And I say, Lord.
And I say, Lord.
Without you. We can do nothing.
We can do nothing.
But with you.
But with you.
And in harmony with you.
And in harmony with
all
you.
All things are possible. And right now, Lord.
And right now, Lord.
I'm believing. That we're coming into one accord.
That we're coming into one accord.
And we need your Holy Spirit.
And we need your Holy Spirit.
To profess through us.
To profess through us.
That the covenant of fear.
That the covenant of fear.
Which wants to come back into active duty.
Which wants to come back into active duty.
Out of my mouth.
Out of my emotions.
And out of my body.
And out of my body.
It will not rule.
It will not rule.
Because I stand against it.
2 Timothy 1:7
says, God did not give me a spirit of fear. I stress. It is a demonic spirit of fear. And it will not rule my heart. I break that covenant. That I've had for years. That fear was a friend. It would keep me safe. And it's a lie from hell. God gave me
His power.
His love. And His grace and favor. That I can go forward. With a sound mind. Intending to go forward in Christ. As one unit in a believing house.
As one unit in a believing house.
That can stand together tonight. And this spirit of fear.
Is now going to leave.
Not only me.
But this house.
And this region. Because all this region. Is covered by the blood. We call it forth now. The sprinkling of the blood of Jesus over Massachusetts and the region. And I give you praise, Lord. That me and my house. We will serve the Lord. Acts 16:31
says,
Me and my house.
Will receive salvation.
I receive it now.
For myself.
And my house.
No one.
In my house.
Will be subject to a virus.
That wants to kill. All that I bring.
Into my house.
Are safe.
Because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
I remind myself that the Israelites, when Pharaoh said, This whole situation about you being my slaves will never change. But Moses stood his ground. And God provided.
The first Passover.
Everyone that was invited. To come into a Hebrew's house. Would be safe. Even if they were Egyptians. Believe it or not. Many Egyptians traded their nationality that night.
Some people in my family
could be changing their nationality.
From the occult.
From the religious realm.
Into a harmony with Jesus. And the family of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That we have that authority.
As the ecclesia.
We declare.
This region.
Will serve the Most High God. The Lord Jesus Christ.
And His Holy Spirit will rule and reign.
Not only over the officials of New England and the region.
Including New York.
In Jesus' name it shall be.
And it will be.
Because we profess it from our mouth.
And we speak life to the officials.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Cry for the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow.
I want you to come up a little bit closer to the table. And I believe receive this bread as the living bread that came from heaven. That's what Jesus said it is.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And when he gave his body as a gift to us, you know, sometimes we underestimate what Jesus did. Because his plan was to reverse what had happened to Adam and Eve and to set the captives free that were held in bondage. And you know, when he had that discussion with Jesus and the Father, and he said, is there maybe a second plan, maybe a better plan? You know, I mean, this cross idea was certainly not the best as far as Jesus was concerned, because it was his flesh that was going to be given up. And what I'm believing tonight is this, that when you look at the bread, it is one loaf. And when you realize that when he came out of the grave, he was made whole. Yes?
Amen.
But when he was broken, he was broken for us, so that we could be included within him. So I want you to join me and approach the table a little bit more. That's it. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
When Jesus declared the words to his people
on that Passover night,
They were in one accord. There were women and children. In that family group. And they were one in heart. Yet there was a deceiver.
An unbeliever.
With his own agenda.
And Jesus didn't stop him from receiving.
So if there's any guilt in me, any leftover agenda in me, I want to drop it now.
I don't want it anymore.
I want your plan for my life, Lord. And your plan is to give me wholeness.
To heal my body.
To heal my soul.
My mind.
My will.
My emotions.
My emotions.
All of them need healing.
All of them need healing.
And P.S. Lord.
And P.S. Lord.
This body needs healing.
This body needs healing.
This entire body needs healing.
This entire body needs healing.
That includes.
That includes.
Every area of my mind.
Every area of my mind.
Anything that is not of you, Lord.
Anything that is not of you, Lord.
I want it out.
I want it out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm going to repeat the words, Lord.
And I'm going to repeat the words, Lord.
That you said loud and clear.
That you said loud and clear.
This is my body.
This is my body.
Which is given up for you.
Which is given up for you.
He gave up his flesh.
He gave up his flesh.
So that my flesh could be healed.
So that my flesh could be healed.
He lifted the cup.
He lifted the cup.
He declared it to be.
He declared it to be.
His blood.
His blood.
And when I receive this tonight.
And when I receive this tonight.
It's not just for me.
It's not just for me.
It's for my household.
It's for my household.
It's for this body.
To be healed.
It's for my mind to be restored. And to be recreated.
And to be recreated.
In the image and likeness.
In the image and likeness.
Of my Savior Jesus.
Savior Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Jesus.
Glory, Lord. I take the first piece for our president and all the officials in Washington that are working on this situation because it's way too big for me, but it's not too big for the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to give this to Carrie because she's like my little sister. And this is for Melania. And all the women that work for all the professional buildings throughout the US of A and the region. And let them receive victory tonight. Like my sister got victory the other night. Also, I want to take this for those that are not here and those that we will be holding in our hearts. And I would entice you to take communion at home during these days that we're going to be separated in the flesh part. But not when you break bread. When you break bread, you'll be with us. You'll be harmonizing with us.
That's right.
And not separated, but you will be one in Jesus' name as we lift up those that are struggling tonight. I know one particular person who's really in a struggle, and I promise to lift him up, and I lift him up tonight, and I give thanks that he will make it to the victory in Jesus' name. The table is open. Please obey.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart is perceiving.
And my heart is perceiving.
This word is for me.
This word is for me.
Amen?
Amen.
We're going to go to Psalm number 37, which is what I heard earlier today. And it's a little bit lengthy, so I'm going to kind of run through it quickly. Because there's 40 verses. But I want you to just, if you don't have the same NIV, I want you to just close your eyes and listen and let it go in. And if you're pressed to say amen at any point, I want you to also say amen so that I don't feel totally alone here. Okay?
Amen.
Psalms number 37, it's David that writes. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. That includes New England, right?
Right.
All right. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Notice it's delighting yourself in him that causes the left
Thank you, Lord.
To come to light.
Yeah. Yes.
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. That's the baptism of light. Amen. The justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. It's not be still before your television set and take every word as law.
No.
Oh, I should have heard an amen.
Amen.
All right. Got it?
Got it.
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil.
Amen.
For evil men will be cut off.
Amen.
Not by you.
Nope.
For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land.
Amen.
Yes.
A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land.
Yes.
And enjoy great peace. That's our future.
Amen.
That's the kingdom.
Amen.
The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked.
Yes, he does.
For he knows their day is coming.
Yep.
Yes.
Say it with me. The Lord laughs
at the wicked.
For he knows
their day is coming.
I need to recognize it.
Amen.
Amen.
The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and the needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts and their bows will be broken.
Amen.
Not by you.
Nope.
Amen.
But by him.
Amen.
Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
It says will be. It doesn't say might be.
Nope, will be.
But the Lord upholds the righteous. That's me and you. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever.
Amen.
In times of disaster, they will not wither.
Amen.
In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty.
Amen.
Even when the stores are empty, your cupboard won't be empty.
Amen.
That's right.
But the wicked will perish.
Yes.
The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish like smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously.
Amen.
Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be cut off.
Amen.
Notice it's he that does the work, you enjoy the results. If the Lord delights in the man's way, he makes his steps firm. Notice it's he that makes my steps firm.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Carrie, that lady next to you, mm-hmm. What's her first name?
Sonia.
Huh?
Sonia.
Okay.
Sonia.
Would you tell her right now, he is going to make your steps firm?
He's going to make your steps firm.
Amen.
Because she got new shoes.
Amen.
He makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall. Desiree, did you hear me?
Amen. Yes.
All right.
Amen.
Even if you stumble, he will not fall.
Thank you.
For the Lord upholds with his hand.
Thank you.
I was young and now I'm old. You guys don't qualify for that. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Or the children begging for bread.
Amen.
They are always generous and lend freely.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Their children will be blessed.
Amen.
Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever.
Amen.
For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. They will be protected forever. Woo-hoo!
Yes,
but the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land.
Amen.
And dwell in it forever.
Amen.
The mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is just. The law of his God is in his heart.
Thank you, Lord.
His feet will not slip.
Amen.
Amen.
Try it again. Say, the law of my God,
the law of my God
is in my heart,
is in my heart,
and my feet,
and my feet
will not slip.
Will not slip.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, seeking their very lives, but the Lord will not leave them in their power, or let them be condemned when brought to trial. All right. Wait for the Lord and keep his ways. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a green tree in its native soil. But he soon passes away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless. Observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace. But all sinners will be what?
Doomed.
Destroyed.
Destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off.
That's right.
The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord.
Amen.
He is their stronghold in times of trouble.
Amen.
Yes.
The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked. Saves them because they take their refuge in him.
Amen.
There is so much material there that you could read that for a year and a half and get a different message every day.
That's right.
Because I've done it. I can tell you that that particular psalm kept me alive when there was pressure on every side. And opinions of people were a dime a dozen. And I had to go back and say, this is what the Lord says about me. Those that are anti-Christ will definitely be anti-me. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh,
that's
whoa,
right.
whoa. Woo! Close your eyes right now. Say, those who are anti-Christ.
Those who are anti-Christ.
They are anti the anointed ones.
They are anti the anointed ones.
And that's their place.
That's their place.
And God will deal with them.
God will deal with them.
If I just simply keep on walking.
If I just simply keep on walking.
And not let it get the best of me. He is going to defend me.
He is going to defend me.
And he's going to take care of me.
And he's going to take care of me.
And he will strengthen me.
And he will strengthen me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
Let's do it one more time.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. You're my rock. You're my fortress. You're my deliverer, in him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
Now may his anointing be upon each and every one of you, because you're not going home the way you came. So, Father, say it with me. Father,
Father,
I'm not going on a sabbatical by myself.
I'm
taking angels with me.
Oh, come on. I saw that. He's got an extra angel.
At least one.
Say, I'm not going home alone.
I'm not going home alone.
The angels are coming with me.
The angels are coming with us.
And I'm not going to be alone.
And I'm not going to be alone.
Because they're not booking out on me.
They're not booking out.
They're going to be on the case.
They're going to be on the case.
On my case.
On my case.
On my behalf.
On my behalf.
Because they love me.
Because they love me.
They've been commissioned.
They've been commissioned.
To take care of me and keep me safe.
To take care of me and keep me safe.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Share some hugs with each other.